bags. There's very little of it that ever comes. The only thing you get now in jute bags is, frankly, is iced potatoes.
Is a jute bag the same thing as a croaker sack?
Yes, same thing. Mm-hmm. It can be called a croaker sack or a jute. It's made from jute.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that people call it besides those two things? They ever call it a burlap bag or something?
Yes, it's a same thing, burlap bag. And the cotton used to be put up, you know, in the same thing as jute or burlap. Mm-hmm. But it was woven heavier because of the pressure that was on that bagging. It was called cotton bagging.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the amount of wood you could take at one time? What was that called?
Well, most of us called it a turn.
Turn of wood.
A turn of wood.
Now, if you were taking that as much corn as you could take at one time, would you still call that a turn of corn? Would that be something else?
No, we would say we were carrying a bushel of corn or a basket of corn. Most always corn was carried, either if it was shelled, it was carried in a sack. Mm-hmm. Or if it was in the air, it was carried in a basket. A white oak woven mm-hmm. basket.
So the word turn, I mean the turn, is just used for wood.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I've ever heard it used for. Mm-hmm.
And when you see you got electric lights there, when an electric lamp burns out, you have to put in a new what?
A new bulb.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, some of the other things that you might have had around or have around the house. Sometimes if you used to get nailed, they came in something like a barrel, but small. It was a keg.
Mm-hmm. Wooden. And we get them now in boxes. There's no such thing as wooden kegs with nails anymore. They discontinued that because of the mechanism of it made them so expensive.
What do they call the steel things that go around the keg?
The bands.
The metal bands, or hook. And what do they call the ones that go this way?
You mean the wooden part?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, uh-huh.
That's the stave, mm-hmm. The barrel is made of. Mm-hmm. Some of them made from cypress, and some made from pine, and some made from oak. Mm-hmm. The principal part of the solid made barrels that were made to hold liquid were made from white oak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you ever, what do you call the man who used to make barrels? Is there a name for him? The barrel maker?
Well, I guess so. We didn't have anyone in our vicinity that attempted to make barrels. We had blacksmiths that would make hubs for wagons, but that was a tedious operation. That was most always, if we had to have any hubs for a wagon, they had to be cut out with a band saw.
What did you put in the top of a bottle to if you wanted to store part and still had half of the liquid in there, what would you put in there?
You mean to?
And to close it up.
To close it up? Well, they were once called a stopper or a cork, which was the same thing. A lot of people addressed them as a stopper, and some of them, they put the cork back in the bottle. Mm-hmm. Or now, put the stopper back on in the bottle. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people used to play, and they still do. In fact, my father plays an instrument. You play it like this, and you blow in and out on it. You know what that's called?
You mean to make music?
Mm-hmm.
A harp.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard anybody call that anything else?
A mouth organ.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yeah.
And what about the one that you hold between you?
That's a juice harp.
Mm-hmm. You ever try playing that?
Oh, yes. I used to play one. Mm-hmm. Play both of them. Mm-hmm.
And the thing that you pound your nails with is a...
It's a hammer. Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned the wagon a little while ago. If you say you have a wagon and two horses, what would you call the long wooden piece between the horses?